Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
I've been trying to fill out my portfolio. Mm-hmm. I'm emceeing a wedding in a couple of months' time, and over the weekend I got to convene a scarecrow competition.
Now, I'm really sad that I did miss this, but it still begs the question, I don't actually know what a convener does. What does that mean?
The convening is basically getting everything ready for judging. So basically it was very open, the scarecrow competition. It could be community groups, it could be under fives or whatever. People make their scarecrows or their shortcakes or whatever they're entering for judging, send them into the body, and then the convener, which would have been me, essentially gets everything arranged and looking nice, ready for the judge to step in, find everything easily. Okay, this is the under five scarecrows. This is the one I like, and sign it all off. I even got to pin a few badges. It was a good time.
That's really cool.
This is, I guess, a little recap of my big convening debut.
Bill Shannon is in charge of the Loxton Show. What does it take to be a good convener?
I'd love to see someone or some people who are interested in having fun. You don't have to know much or anything about scarecrows to participate.
And then to Judge Nola, who runs me through some of the criteria for the scarecrow comp.
Well, they had to do the act of a scarecrow, scare birds away, have movement in the wind, and shiny objects if they can.
Did you know what you were getting into with a scarecrow judging competition?
I think it's my forte. It's something exciting to judge like this. I love it.
I'm not officially in place here to judge, but you can't help but have an opinion on such quality scarecrows. Starting off here in Class 1, this is children under 5. A lot of the entries using existing clothes, maybe my favourite from this first section, has used real leggings but stuffed them with bunches of newspaper to make arms and legs. They've got dishwasher gloves for hands and a hula skirt, which is an interesting choice. Class 2, which is children 6 to 10, it's got to go to this princess fairy. She's got a pom-pom in her hand, a fairy skirt, and a bright pink wig. The birds will not know what hit them unless they're colourblind, which I don't actually know that much about birds. Moving into the fourth section, community group, any type of scarecrow. This is a certified gentleman. Got a blazer, he's got a tie, and just so you know, he's ready to party. He's got the West End can in his blazer pocket. Section 5 is interesting. This is all characters from cartoons, stories, movies, or TV. Got an entry from Kayleen. She has gone with a Harry Potter-themed scarecrow.
You're old
scarecrow.
Harry.
It's got a sign that points towards Hogwarts. The broom is even labelled Nimbus 2000. Brooke would be in Hog's Heaven here. Loxton, I've never seen a scarecrow competition before, but I have half a mind to enter next year. I'm going to smash ya. Slam dunk waiting to happen.